Let's head over to Austin to State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. And you?
Good. Another morning in finance, huh?
Yes.
Appropriations, yep.
In appropriations. We are through so far this morning, and I'm out of the committee, sitting in my office, so a little more relaxed than usual.
Let's talk about something that that could impact A&M in a very significant way. The Enterprise Fund was something that Governor Perry put together to try to help bring businesses into Texas, and it certainly helped. But the new governor decided to do away with that because he believed that money should be spent to upgrade the Tier 1 universities, University of Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech. And that has helped to some extent. Well, now the legislature is sending signals that that fund may be in trouble. What's the talk in the hallways?
Well, now that's a good question because I'm not sure what is all is going on there. That it could be putting a little pressure on the governor for something else, and it could be actually looking at discontinuing to make it a budget cut because of the need to reduce our spending. So it may be a political move.
Well, that's
all of those.
Go ahead. That's one thing that we see there because there is still that gap. And again, I think we talk about that every week. Senator Schwertner's answer was very brief last week. I said, are you any closer to closing the gap between the two budgets, the one in the House and the one in the Senate? And he said just flat out no. Your feeling?
Well, I don't know about that. But I did have some feeling from talking to Chairman Zerwas that there is some movement over on the Senate that he knows about, and that we may be using some of the accounting procedures that some people might want to call fraudulent accounting procedures, but we've used them before and come back and paid, like a deferment by one day of one of the payments to public schools so that we can transfer one of those monthly payments to the next year. And what we did from what happened after the 2011, when we came back in 13, we passed a supplemental appropriations bill that paid that back and also took care of Medicaid. Those are kinds of things that the accounting maneuvers that we've been able to do to fit the budget. And there's also some possibility of using some portion of the Economic Stabilization Fund. We're not going to raid it, as some people will say, but we need to use some of it perhaps to make it through this downturn in the economy with low oil prices. And we already saw that sales tax revenue was up a little bit in January, and if that continues, we'll be okay. If we had not passed, and I'm not saying we did wrong, but it's a questionable procedure. If we had not passed the sales tax maneuver to move it to highways last time, we probably wouldn't be in any trouble at all. We wouldn't have the highways. But we did something that dedicated funds, and we already are very tight on our maneuverable ability because of only about 16-17% of the whole budget being flexible. So, and we continue to do things that seem to tire the hands of future legislatures in dealing with financial situations.
State Representative John Rainey joining us from Austin. And more we hear, of course, again, the highway fund may not be what we thought it was going to be. We're talking about this question right now from the governor's office. Oil money is not what we wanted it to be or what we thought the projection would be. Sales tax has gone up a little bit, but we still have more and more kids coming to school here in Texas. Where are we as far as school finance is concerned? It's still the 500-pound gorilla that's out there. And then what are you hearing?
Well, I think we're going to be able to fund the additional students. That I don't think there's going to be a problem with that. Now, whether we keep up with inflation is a question I don't know yet. We're still dealing with that in Article 3 of the appropriations process, which takes care of all education matters. And that's the subcommittee I'm on. We're working through that. Also, Pub Ed is looking at some changes in the way they do the formula. I'm not sure how that's all going to work out. We'll just have to wait and see because we don't know what PubEd is going to do yet, and the committee.
Right.
And So we're watching it. I don't think we're going to end up with less money in public education. We may end up with a little less in higher ed. I don't know. But we're all working there in that committee to try to make sure that we try to hold education spending as closely as we can to what it was last session so that we don't inadvertently hurt our economy without having an educated workforce.
Finally today, worst fears for city and state officials came to fruition this week when Representative Bonin introduced legislation that would cap property taxes at 4.5%. Now, what will that mean? Because, and by the way, I have the Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Bryan listening in. So, I mean, that makes mayors and city councilmen kind of nervous because they feel like it's gonna end up changing the way things are, the way the dollars are moved around. So, tell me your thought. Does that piece of legislation have any chance of passing in Austin?
Oh, absolutely, it has a chance of passing, and only because everyone is so concerned with the growth in appraisals and taxing at the local level. Of course, if you look back at it, part of that is, particularly on the education side, is because the state does not have the revenue to increase our share of spending on education. So it's been put off on the local taxpayers through tax your property tax. I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but to me it doesn't make any sense for the legislature to deal in to local issues. And we don't know. The one size fits all doesn't work. It doesn't work if federal government trying to tell us how to do Medicare. It doesn't work, or Medicaid. It doesn't work with us trying to tell local communities how to run their business. This is my feeling. I think it's a conservative approach. Let's let the cities take care of their business and the voters deal with their city councils and the county commissioner's court and the things that they are concerned about on a local level instead of us dealing with it. So that's my feeling, and that's I probably will not vote for capping it.
All right, there you go. Well, State Representative John Rainey joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.
All right.
Good talk to you, Scott.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.